Hello and welcome to 251. This is the Christmas special today, where we'll be talking about gifts you can give to people in your lives who like jazz. My name's Simon Whiteside.
My name's Nick Tomlin, and this is 251.
So we'll start with a few things that we've received ourselves as interesting jazz gifts. Have you received anything that you would describe as an interesting jazz gift, Nick?
I think the most interesting one I received was a carved head of Thelonious Monk. My dad knew this guy, and I think he was more used to kind of carving ducks and swans and and things. And I think my dad had a few of these, you know, carved, but he just gave him a photograph of Thelonious Monk, and because he knew I was into jazz, and said, you know, could you do something with that? So I've actually got, you know, it's like a little bust, you know, like you have Beethoven and Mozart.
Yes, I've got Socrates over there.
Exactly. Well, I've got Thelonious Monk, and it's not bad. I mean, considering the guy, I think he was more used to carving animals. It's not bad actually. Not a bad likeness.
Does he look like a duck? Is he? Thelonious duck.
You could definitely tell it was Thelonious Monk. A few people have misidentified him. Somebody asked me if it was Marcus Garvey, and I've had a few other. But I think it's not bad. I think it's pretty good. Pretty good likeness, really.
Well, I got an interesting one last Christmas, which was one of the things that we can recommend. Actually, it was Jazz All Stars Lego set, which Angus got me and then proceeded to build himself, which I was happy about because I think I'm a bit old for Lego. But it's quite good. It's got Mary Lou Williams as the pianist, which was quite an interesting
choice. Can you actually recognise her?
Well, she's a black woman pianist.
Right, okay. Oh, okay, that narrows it down.
Yeah, yes, but I think it's called Masters of Jazz or something.
Okay, so they're all meant to be actual...
I think they are meant to be actual players.
Players, yeah. I see. Okay.
Anything else?
Yeah, my son actually made me because he was really into Lego as well. He once made me a kind of, it wasn't a set. He out of the Lego that he had, he made a little kind of piano. It was quite good, really, a little piano with me playing the piano. And what I really liked, it had a hamburger and a Coke on top of the piano, which I thought was a nice touch.
Nice little touch.
So it was quite creative, though, yeah.
It's good when people do things like that, isn't it? Sorry, I was away from the mic then, trying to find my lists again, which keep disappearing on me. Anyway, I've put together a list which I can share via our notes here on this, and also via our website, of UK Amazon opportunities. Some of them, if not all of them, you know, they're all Prime, so... This is going to go out on the 15th of December, so you still there will be time to get this. Mm-hmm. Shall I start with my first one?
Yeah, I think you should.
This is a sign that says, "My neighbours are listening to great music, whether they like it or not," which I think is a good one for a jazz fan. A sort of fake metal sign. Well, not, it's real metal, but it's a fake sign, as it were. What would you like to offer to the gift?
So I found a jazz groove colouring book, which I think is more for, it's for therapeutic colouring that I think, you know, seems to be very popular these days. So the description is, every page captures the energy and soul of jazz culture waiting for your creative colours. So I thought that was quite good.
That's quite a serious one there. I started with a funny one. But actually my second one is a bit more serious. It's called a composition notebook, and it's got a vintage saxophone sort of, I guess you call it a blueprint, like a names all the parts of the saxophone type thing cover. And it's just a normal ruled notebook, but ideal for someone studying jazz who might want to have a notebook that ties in with what they do, but they can write, ideas for new pieces or whatever. You know, it's just a notebook, but
it looks really good. That actually, I must admit, it was very.
What about?
I found a live jazz neon light sign. So a little neon sign.
Oh yeah.
Which says live jazz with a little saxophone, that you can put up in your
house.
In your house, I guess. $24.99. That was.
Not bad for a little neon sign.
A little neon sign.
Actually, I did think of including a neon... I saw a neon treble clef which was actually cheaper than that, I think. Which obviously, if you can mass produce them, they can be cheaper.
Mm.
But then I thought, I don't know, is that a bit cheesy? I think live jazz is a lot less cheesy because it's words.
Mm. It's still pretty cheesy.
I always find, when people say, "Oh, I found this great musical gift for you," and it's like, treble clef cufflinks or something.
Yeah. Or a tie. I quite love ties.
Tie with a piano on it, or something like, yeah. I think if I was having a tie that was a jazz one, I'd like a funny advert which I've seen, which is a guy playing the banjo at the top, and then underneath it says, "Would you like to learn the banjo?" And you tear them off, and all of them say, "No, thanks," which is quite good. So my third offering here is the Lick Jazz Font shirt. It's a T-shirt with the Lick do da do de do do de on it. It comes in multiple colours, and it's a little sort of in joke, I guess. We were talking about this before we started recording, weren't we? That it's a Lick that sort of turns up in places, and I saw it as a meme a while ago on Facebook and things. I think wasn't there a whole sort of Facebook page with it?
And people have done videos, compilation videos with this phrase cropping up in different people's solos. So,
I mean, the way I always saw it was something slightly kind of lame, I guess. Mm. It always seemed to be applied to, it was almost like the music from Curb Your Enthusiasm when someone does something wrong and then the music from Curb Your Enthusiasm. It was almost a bit like, I don't know, maybe, I don't know why it had that. Anyway, it's a kind of an in-joke one. So that might be for an actual musician to wear. You've got another one?
I've got another one. This is by far the best one that I found. So this is Maison Margiela Replica Jazz Club Eau de Toilette.
Oh, yes, I saw that one, yeah.
So this is basically, I think this company, they reproduce smells.
Yes.
Specific smells. So this one is very specific, in fact. It's specifically a jazz club in Brooklyn in 2013,
right,
for some reason. And the main notes are cocktails and cigars, apparently. So, so if you spray this on, presumably you're going to smell like jazz. You're going to smell like jazz. You're going to smell like jazz. And I thought it was, a snip. It was like 30 milliliters, £60.
Yes.
So it's actually, I think it would actually be cheaper to just go to a jazz club, I think,
and sniff.
And
go to Ronnie Scott's and inhale. No, actually, that's not cheaper, and that's about £60 to get in these days.
Yeah, so I thought that was pretty good. I thought that was a good gift.
Yes, well, you could go to a cocktail bar where there is jazz and sniff.
Although no cigars these days.
No cigars, that's true. So I've got two more. I don't know if you haven't got. Is that your third one?
No, that was my last. That's your offering.
You've shot your best shot.
Yeah.
Well. In which case, I'll do. First of all, there's a poster or journal. So it comes in various versions. I've got the journal version here, but I have seen it as a poster as well, which is just the old meme: "Eat, sleep, jazz, repeat," which I quite like.
Mm.
But my favourite one, because I also like crosswords, is "Jazzology: The Crossword Sessions, 32 Themed Jazz." Puzzles for musicians, which I actually quite fancy getting myself.
Are they cryptic crosswords?
Actually, I don't know if they're cryptic. I know Dave Chamberlain and I used to create jazz cryptic crosswords for each other to do. It doesn't seem to suggest it is cryptic, actually. Mm. It's just probably, if it's four letters and it starts with M and it says pianist, it's Monk. That sort of thing.
Yeah.
Quick crossword style.
Yeah.
But it doesn't. I haven't got the book, so I can't actually tell you.
Mm.
So obviously, in terms of giving people jazz gifts, there are things that you could do, such as give them a Ronnie Scott's voucher or a membership to a jazz club, like Ronnie's do memberships. Or you could, I guess, what we've been trying to avoid is getting people to buy albums, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously you know, that's the favourite, is to buy an album, really.
And the only problem with that is it's like buying your partner a piece of clothing. They may not like it, and then they might have to pretend they like it.
Yeah. Well, we do kind of lists. I mean, my wife has always been very keen on doing Christmas lists, and I never really used to like it, but the older I get, the more I think it's actually a really good idea, where you just, you know, just come up with two or three options, and then you kind of get what you want, which is useful.
And what's normally yours? Ferrari, yeah, Maserati.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, something like that. Yeah, something, you know, affordable.
Yeah. And the other thing that there are plenty of, we've done this through our various different streams, but there are a lot of good books on jazz that if you wanted to draw back through our. And in fact, I've been threatening to do a compilation, haven't I, of the book reviews and things like that. I should definitely put that together, because then it'd be a longer episode with all our current book reviews in one long row, if that's the sort of thing that lights your candle, floats your boat, whatever. Well, I mean, I guess it's wishing everyone a Merry Christmas and saying, from me, Simon Whiteside, goodbye.
And from me, Nick Tomlin, happy Christmas and goodbye.